producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. This is Aurora Borealis week.
Ooh.
The Aurora Borealis.
Love them.
Well, isn't that the name of the fellow that stars in Bones? Jennifer, isn't his name?
Yes, I think that's his name.
Borealis?
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
The Northern Lights. First time there was a record of these lights over North America was on this day in 1719. A mysterious face seemed to appear in the sky. And since most aurora borealis displays occur in September and October, and then again in March and April, this is very strange for this to have happened at this time in December. Simplest explanation for the northern lights, they're usually green and red and white, kind of frosty looking. It's gas. You know, like the gas in neon signs?
Sure.
It's gas that gets charged with electricity. So it's like lightning in the sky. It's the same sort of effect in the atmosphere, but there's more gas at this time of year in the atmosphere. So the charge of the electricity from the lightning getting connected to the gas creates the light. That makes sense? I think we could go.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you have a picture?
It doesn't.
But I saw one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Delivering the papers at 5 a.m.
Yep.
On Christmas morning.
Yep.
You don't think that'll
Santa
freak
Claus
you out?
Santa Claus coming to town.
Not Santa Claus. I thought God was ending the world. But it was like lightning. It was bright white.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's like somebody flipped the light switch on for a good 15, 20 seconds.
It's fascinating.
And then it went off.
If you have a clear sky, this is the time of year the Gemandes, if that's how you pronounce it, G-E-M-N-I-N-D-S. It's a big meteor shower that is at its peak at the same time as this Aurora Borealis. So you really want to get freaked out, Richie. This is the king of meteor showers. Produces 120 multicolored meteors per hour over the course of 2 or 3 days, and it happens that it's the 14th and 15th this year, all kinds of things that bring us. And by the way, for those of you who believe in the star and the three wise men following the star to go find where Jesus was, the theory is that it was this stuff in the sky that they were looking at this time of year. Have you heard that? Did they ever teach that in Sunday school?
No.
Of course not.
No.
No.
They told you it was a big white star. No, it's these, all of these, the Aurora Borealis and the meteor showers together. There is another time, it's in May and June, when these things show up as well. But this is an important time. Astrologically, this is a fascinating time for astrologers. Jennifer, you sort of believe in astrology. Richie, can once in a while I bring you
to
the hook of what's going on. This is a great time to get your astrology chart done because there are so many influences. It doesn't change the outcome. It just is because the astrologer will tell you that they're very motivated at this time of year. From this time of year to the end of the year, they seem to get better information, so they say. And this is the time of year when people really freak out. If you are restless, if you're anxious, if you are bipolar and you see this sort of thing, there's an energy. Maybe you don't even see it, but there's an energy that comes in. This is part of what folks explain is the discomfort, dis-ease that people feel around Christmas time. Because it is, if you think it's your family or it's the craziness of going on buying all of these things and trying to pay your bills and all that other stuff, well, astrologers will tell you it's not. It is what's going on in the atmosphere. It's right as we get into the winter solstice, which happens on, I believe, Monday of next week. First full day of winter is next Monday or Tuesday. So as things are sort of ramping up to the seasons changing, you think it's just, okay, so it's another day on the calendar. Mother Nature says, no, it isn't. And to make it even more interesting this year, for the first time in a long time, matter of fact, I think we have the story at DougStephan.com, a full moon will occur on Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, you look up at the sky, you'll see this full moon. It actually takes place early Christmas morning. First time since 1977 there's been a full moon on Christmas. So with all of that stuff going on, if you don't think the world is going to be crazy from now until the end of the month, you got another thing coming. So what do you do to modify the craziness? Well, you act your age and perhaps your IQ at the Christmas party. You see all these crazy holiday mishaps that happen? Richie, you've had the Christmas party already, right?
We did.
Jen, you have your Christmas party?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday, okay. So, Richie, what was the most... I want to get the dirt on some of the people there. I did not. I was invited. I didn't come. So who was the most embarrassing character? Come on, you can tell us.
Come on, give us
the most embarrassing character. I mean, it's usually me, but...
Really? You had too much to drink?
No, I had three beers.
That was it. Be wary of the open bar.
Who was the most embarrassing character?
Yeah.
One of my producers had a couple of drinks, but he didn't do anything to embarrass himself. But you could tell he was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
Who
we
is
know
that?
Phil.
Yeah.
With the Chad Benson show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But he's having a good time. I think probably one of the funniest conversations that we had was the Laura Ingraham show is produced out of here.
Yes.
And a lot of their producers come from down on Capitol Hill. They work on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them come from Senator Dan Sessions' office. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how it's kind of like one of those sex trade lines where they just keep providing new slave labor for the show.
Because she's so tough on people.
No. It just they all come from that thing. It was really funny. So.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody got drunk and embarrassed and photocopied
nobody
their
made
butt.
Copies of their butts.
No.
We do something a little different. We actually celebrate a lot. It's here, and on Thursday, we'll do a Ruth's Chris lunch.
Really?
Because we get excited that Ruth's Chris is
Thursday. Which lunch. Thursday? Am I going to be there? No,
this Thursday,
there.
Sure. Oh, come
okay.
on out.
I'll be there.
Then on next Christmas Eve, we will work a half a day, and we'll do a white elephant exchange. And then in January, that's typically when we have
our party. That's a white elephant exchange.
Yeah. You know, when you buy a gift that anybody can enjoy, and then everybody trades for it.
Oh, okay. Trade gifts.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we'll invite clients and stuff to a New Year's party, which we do in January, because we found that the holidays are so stressful and busy that no one enjoys the Christmas parties that we would have.
Well, but part of this is that nobody really enjoys. So much expectation.
Yeah.
Nobody really enjoys. It's like forced fun. And there are so many sordid tales. I was just looking at an exchange on one of the websites where things have happened at office hookups after Christmas, especially if there's an open bar. Why would you, this is a warning. Anybody who's a boss that has an open bar, you're asking for it. Why would you do that?
We did.
You had an open bar.
Fun.
Sure. Yeah, why wouldn't you? What are you going to do, charge your employees at the Christmas party for a drink?
Well, but not have just open season, go have as much as you want to drink. Here's the story of a Christmas party being held at an Irish pub.
No,
go
to a Christmas party at Doug's house.
Doug, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, you'll never $5.50, please.
You won't find a Christmas party.
Doug's like,
there hasn't been
gets
a Christmas party
wine.
Here for 30 years.
It's like going to church. Everybody gets a sip of wine.
Yeah. All right, so here's this small office party. 20 people showed up. The fiance of the boss decided to drink all she could at the open bar and ordered shots for everybody.
Good.
Let's see. Around midnight, she got a little frisky with one of the people that was a worker there in front of the boss, her husband, and everybody else.
Awesome.
She went into an exchange in kissing. You know what goes on in kissing. And then proceeded to get sick and throw up over this guy's shoulder. This is gross. Into her husband. And the only reason I look at that, Why would you? I'm just looking. There's a website you can go to, Richie.
Pretty bad.
All the worst Christmas stories you can come upon. And there are these, there's tons of them here. Why in the world are you looking at this stuff? There's a fellow who went to a party at his job with his new girlfriend, knowing his old girlfriend would be there. He did it to make her jealous. And the fist fight broke out between the two girls.
I've done that, except for the fist fight.
You've done that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Went to the Radio America Christmas party. No. Went to the Radio America Christmas party with who's now my wife, Janet, was then my girlfriend.
Yeah.
When my old girlfriend, who worked here, was there.
The one I liked?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go over?
Yeah, I didn't care.
How'd they get along?
Worked out fine for me.
Well, you're just thinking about yourself. You're not thinking, wouldn't you be concerned about you care about your wife? You cared about your old girlfriend.
She wasn't my wife at the time. She was my girlfriend. She didn't care.
Really?
She was.
What did the other one think? The other one didn't like it.
I didn't care what she thought.
But see, that's not nice. It's Christmas.
And she broke up with me.
Especially because you guys worked together. She broke up with you.
Yeah, well.
Okay, then that's not so
she decided that I was a bad influence in her life. And that
really? Maybe, yeah. Well, you were.
A bad influence. Well, what were you doing?
You were a horrible influence on
her. She was a nice girl.
She was a wonderful girl.
Yes.
She was a little too short for you.
A little too short.
Nah, she just wasn't a good man, Max. But she was a nice lady. 18 at the hour. Enough on that one. Good day.
Thank you.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York, responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
What's so funny?
I don't know. I was thinking about this music and how inappropriate it is for Christmas time. All I want to hear on Christmas is Christmas. I'm one of those people. I want to hear nothing else but Christmas music. Where is there a guitar Christmas song? Please.
Come Santa Claus.
Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
Down Santa Claus Lane. Blixing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on the rain.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most successful acts to come out of America for a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Oh, my daughter loves this song.
Lady knows how to do it. No matter what the music, she's really a great storyteller. The release of live concert specials on Apple Music, according to the AP, special featuring her performance from her stop in Sydney, Australia, as well as special appearances from Justin Timberlake, Mick Jagger, Selena Gomez, and unlike her Grammy-nominated 1989 album, the concert special will be free to stream for all Apple Music users starting on Sunday. So if you're interested in seeing a Taylor Swift concert, how was the Adele? I did not see the Adele show last
I didn't
night.
Either.
I taped it. I didn't see Adele.
I would like to have taped it.
When do you watch all of these taped shows that you
It's very rare. On the weekend, sometimes I can get, you know, get a little bit done.
I feel like you're always like, I taped it.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Thank
like,
you.
I can watch live TV. I get up at 2:55 in the morning, Rich. I know that no, you have to drive to work, but it's still really early.
I understand that. I'm just wondering when you pack time in to actually
sometime
watch these.
On the weekend.
Also, Taylor Swift news today from Simon & Schuster. They're publishing a crowdsourced book that was brought to them on Taylor Swift that fans are creating, in effect. They announced the other day they'll hold a contest where fans can name the book. It's going to have the feel of a scrapbook, supposedly, according to the folks at Simon & Schuster, collecting magazine profiles, other various articles on her. Nothing new, nothing from her. They're just looking for one thing to put on the cover of the book. They have the entire contents of the book. They want a super Swiftie. They want a picture of somebody who has done a selfie with who they refer to as Swiftie. A selfie Swiftie for the cover of the book. And that person who supplies the super Swiftie selfie will be the honorary author and be paid $10,000 for their trouble. You'll be able to upload a video of this. Apparently, they're putting in. How do you do a book on video? Is that
very carefully, Dougie?
Anybody have seen? I haven't seen one of those, but this is something that is. This woman, everything she touches, it's
so smart. She's so
very smart. Now I gotta wonder if this is being crowdsourced. Will she get anything out of it? I mean, they have to. Does it have to be that she approves of what goes on when you have a book like this, or can she sue them for taking material that is hers? I mean, a lot of people
are
very proprietary about their image and about what people see. You can write a book, an unauthorized biography.
But if they're taking pictures from social media, she doesn't own those pictures.
No. And that's where most of the stuff is coming from. Most of it. Is there anything... One would wonder now, given the age that we're in, if people can sue successfully. I've noticed that more and more there are suits like this that supposedly are an invasion of privacy. The people that are the subject matter don't want to have people looking into their private lives. But yet, if you're in public, how do you not expose yourself? The other side of it is, if you are a person that doesn't have any status and somebody publishes a picture of you, is that grounds that you don't want published? Is that grounds for coming to some kind of a suit? It's so gray now. All these areas are so gray. There hasn't been law, I bet, that's been written to sort of determine what the outcome would be. Anyway, the point is, she's quite a star. Taylor Swift here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
The holidays are here, and everyone can use some help this year with sending gifts. That's why the post office will be available online to make shipping, mailing, and shopping easy. What's more, managing your packages just got a lot easier. John Budzinski, consumer advocate for the U.S. Postal Service, explains.
At the Postal Service, you can find even more ways to manage your incoming package shipments. A single dashboard solution on your screen organizes your incoming package shipments and lets you track and manage domestic packages.
Any tips for sending or receiving packages?
Don't leave your mail or parcels unattended. If you're going away for a few days, take advantage of our mail hold service. All of your mail and packages will be held securely for you until you return. We can also provide you real-time tracking for your package delivery.
For more handy tips and information about your holiday mailing, visit myusps.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Hello, it's 33 at the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. One wonders whether or not this is considered propaganda. Yesterday, congressional auditors said that the Environmental Protection Agency has broken the law by engaging in covert propaganda, which is government speak for lobbying, something you're not allowed to do as a federal agency. It all started after the EPA went on a social media tear promoting the president's clean water rules, allegedly trying to get support for it and sway congressional opinion. This particular rule aims at keeping drinking water, rivers, that sort of thing, all the sources of our drinking water clean. But some think it's an example of the federal government overstepping, you think? I have told you in any number of circumstances that under this rule, a puddle in a farmyard will be considered a waterway. And so the EPA can come onto your farm and they will give you, they will fine you if they find that the pastures and the driveways are not smooth so the water doesn't collect. Because if it does, there's a danger of mosquitoes coming and someone might get malaria from the mosquitoes on your farm in the puddle in your driveway. That's how these bimbos think. And so the idea of the once this came out, probably if they'd have done something that was moderate, nobody would have said anything. But because it is so outrageous, the people around the country, especially the farmers groups, started looking for trouble. And they took a look at the EPA's social media activity and said, nope. You are busted. You can't do this. The EPA responded that they were tweeting responsibly, trying to educate the public. You know what a load of manure that is? What a load of crap. These people and their arrogance. It goes on and on and on and on and on. So I'm happy The only problem with this sort of thing is that we're using our money against us. That's really what's troubling here. The United States government will sue another agency in the United States government. So what form does that take? Well, lawyers for the EPA will respond to the lawyers from whatever the Justice Department will look at, and they'll file briefs. They'll be in court for years. It'll cost you millions of dollars for this ridiculous overreach that has no common sense attached to it whatsoever. And you can find these examples if you look around in any government agency. I just happen to be closer to EPA and the USDA and the FDA because of my other business, my farm. I see these things affecting farmers every day and ultimately affecting what you're getting for food, because the farmers can't keep up with all of this regulation. And especially as asinine as this is, can you imagine declaring a puddle in a driveway, a waterway, under federal jurisdiction?
If you're the government, you can.
Of course you can.
It's actually a great way to get my my driveway repaved.
Get some protection.
Yeah, you'll have to pay for it.
No, I'm going to call the Fairfax County and tell them I've got a puddle in my driveway and I want them to fix it. Okay, get out of here. Thank you. This is awesome.
All right. Hey, well, listen, I'm happy, Richie, to help you out. That's the case.
It is amazing, though.
Oh, my God.
I ride through my neighborhood. And I mean, you really think about this. Think about water management when they build a neighborhood. There's 700 homes in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch the houses across the street from me, and then the houses behind them, and the house behind them. They all slope towards me, and I am the waterway because the creek is behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the waterway from which the water gets to all from all of these houses. Through, and then my neighbors.
Yep.
So they had to, I mean, this development was built in the 70s. So, I mean, they had to think about, okay, where is all the water going to go?
No, but they don't. I had the same thing on the back end of my farm. Originally, the farm that I now own that has 114 acres on it was 465. And most of the land around, there was some that was given to conservation, but most of it was developed. So the developers on the back end of the farm filled in all the wetlands. When I was a kid working on this farm, there wasn't 1 acre of wetlands. Now, there's somewhere between 14 and 18 acres of wetland that was created
because
the way they filled the land.
Right.
And nobody stopped them, nobody got involved in it. Yeah, it's fine, fill it in. Create a mess.
But it's just amazing to think about, okay, we inhabit a city, a large city, Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and the suburbs around it, and managing all of the water that flows through those suburbs and that city. Ah. You never put a lot of thought into it.
No, you know. It's like a lot of other things. Intricacies become part of a civilized country.
Right. And what do we create? Like the mosquitoes, I have a little ponding thing in the creek behind me,
yeah.
And I want to call the county and have them clean it up.
Condemnation, Richie, you're ruining the world.
And it's fascinating.
All right, here's a fellow named Eric Burden.
Of the animals?
Whose car, was broken into.
Game.
Multiple packages were stolen. This is Christmas at its worst. He decided to pull a prank on the thieves because he knew they were from the neighborhood. He collected his dog poop, boxed it up, and left it on his porch as bait for the crooks in his neighborhood. He also had a home security system to catch the bandits in the act. He left the packages on his front porch on Sunday night. Sure enough, about 1:30 in the morning, a couple of kids were spotted running up to the porch and snatching the packages. I was excited, he said. I was repaying them. I wanted to give them back something. He was a bit surprised the thieves were children, but pleased with his prank. And so they got it all on the local news channel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These children coming up. The story is at DougStephan.com.
It's happening in North Dakota or Iowa,
yeah,
too. They're getting tired of all of their UPS and FedEx packages being stolen.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, people are staking them out.
They're leaving boxes of rocks on their porch now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think poop is better. I think I'll fill up some boxes with cow manure.
Well, nobody comes to your porch. I mean,
that's true. I'll put them up.
Give them to your neighbors.
Yeah, I will.
Porch is a journey, for sure.
In a moment, we're going to meet a couple of folks who are from the Good Guides Mentoring Program. Goodwill Industries has a lot of good things going on at this time of year, so we want you to know about them, and we'll tell you that story in a moment here on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root. beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. With the holiday season underway, there's still time to find that perfect gift for that special someone. For over 60 years, Hickory Farms, America's most famous holiday food gift brand, has been a family favorite with their award-winning signature sausages, cheeses, and other specialty foods. This year, Hickory Farms is introducing Simply Hickory Farms, a line of sausage, cheeses, and condiments made from simple, wholesome ingredients with no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. Their 100% all-natural beef sausage and naturally aged handcrafted Wisconsin cheeses are sure to delight friends and family of all ages. And for that someone on your list with a sweet tooth, try this year's new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels, or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms specialty gift boxes and baskets are available at holiday market locations nationwide or shop anytime at hickoryfarms.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information, participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and two folks that are close to a program that you will want to know more about, the Good Guides program, which happens to be sponsored by Goodwill Industries. Goodwill on every corner, I shouldn't say every corner, but there are a lot of street corners in Santa Monica. I don't see them as frequently here in Massachusetts, but they're around. They've been doing great work for a long, long time. So I have two people who are participating in this program with us. First one is Orby Rosario, who's the director of the Good Guides Mentoring Program for Central Florida. And as a result of this, I guess looking back at your own history, I understand that's why you got into this, Mr. Rosario, because you didn't have such a wonderful upbringing yourself. Is that true? Do we have Mr. Rosario?
I'm gang affiliated at 16.
You were in a gang at 16?
Yes, and I was a high school dropout.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And you were homeless as well?
Yes, I was homeless on three occasions.
Mm-hmm. So what was it that turned, how did you happen to turn your life around? This Goodwill program that you're involved in now, Good Guys, wasn't available back then, was it?
No, it wasn't available back then, but I did have a coach, a basketball coach, who took a special interest in my life, and he made a huge difference. He got me my first job, stayed on track with me. I remember he bought me my first wallet and, even taught me how to cash my first check, and that made a huge difference in my life. You know, mentoring has made a difference in my life, and that's why I've chosen to mentor as well.
Well, that's really an important statement, and people who know, I frankly didn't have quite the same story as you did. My father was an orphan, and he was on the streets of South Boston and probably could have used a program like this. His background, not dissimilar from yours. When I was a kid, there were a lot of things going on at home that weren't good, and I escaped. It was fortunate that there were farms around where I grew up, and that's how I got my mentoring. But you make a point that I think is the most important here, and that is mentoring, paying attention to, having the interest, if you will, in taking somebody under your wing. And I understand that that's what we have with Hannah Strope, who is one of the people involved and has been guided by the Good Guide program. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Tell me your story. You and your twin sister are people that have been through this program. Is that right?
Yeah, me and her both joined around the same time in 2014, and it has helped us tremendously from both of us graduating high school and, you know, her succeeding with her career and me going in my starting college and stuff. If it wasn't for them and if it wasn't for Orby, like, definitely, I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing today.
So your father wasn't there, your mother was sick, and you were trying to take care of her, and there were 10 people living in the house where you were trying to survive. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know my father at all. I never met him. I don't know, you know, who he is. My mom, she's on disability. She had roughly, I think, 4 to 5 surgeries on her neck. And my mentality at 16 was, let me help support. Let me make sure that she's not, you know, suffering and trying to pay bills at the same time. I'm at the age where I could get a job. So, you know, that's my mentality. But once I was in a car accident and Orby just motivating me, Hannah, come on, you have to finish school, you have to do this, like, you could work, but try doing this also, you know. And ever since that, education has been the key. Education is something that I want to pursue, and I never thought I needed it, but with him it is. And I still work while I'm in school, and it's just without the mentoring and the motivation they gave me, I don't even know where I would be.
All right, so how did this connection take place? How did you, Hannah Strope, get connected to the Good Guides program that's run by Mr. Rosario?
Well, the high school that I did attend was Mavericks High School, and a lot of my friends knew Orby because Orby was a teacher at one point. He taught at a school in Poinciana. And from my friends, one day I'm in class and he's talking to my friend, my best friend Hayden, and I seen him, and I just, his vibe was something that connected with me off the bat. And I was like, Orby, like, I talked to him and he was like, come to the mentoring on Tuesday. And I was there, and from that Tuesday, I was there the following Tuesday and the following Tuesday, and just kept going.
Orby, do you have any idea how many people have taken advantage of this program, not only where you are in Florida, but around the country? Because this is new to me. And by the way, those of you who are intrigued by this, you can go to goodwill.org and get some more info on the Good Guides program. But to go back to what I was asking you, where in the rest of the country do these mentorings take place?
We have mentoring programs in mostly the big cities, but you can hop on goodwill.org / good guides and see if there's a mentoring program where you are located as well, because we have 22 of the good guides programs around the country, so you have to search it out to see if it's locally.
So how do you get support for these? This is a program that serves young people who are teenagers or at risk, for sure. There are a lot of programs, some of them better than others. How do you find these youngsters who are in need, and how do you pay for all these services?
Well, the youngsters are referred to us. Like, for example, I'm at a local high school, and, you know, when I go into the high school, the counselors or the teachers will be like, hey, can I refer you a youth hasn't been coming to school? Or can I refer you a youth that is on the verge of dropping out, suffering in attendance, or you know, has been getting in a lot of trouble? So that's how we get our referrals. The mentoring program, it's supported through your donations. You know, we do a lot of things through the donations that we receive. Also, you know, we do get support from a government grant, but, you know, when you donate to Goodwill, Goodwill does, you know, use that money that we use to resell things to put it back within the community.
Mm-hmm. So the best part of this, it seems to me, is the giving that takes place. And this is the time of year when a lot of people are looking for a way, because they want to, if they're successful, help others be successful. It's also a time of year when people are looking for ways of having a tax write-off, frankly. So if you're looking around for something, you're not quite sure what to give to or how to give, perhaps this is something you might choose. Go to goodwill.org and check out the Good Guides Mentoring Program. Congratulations, Orby, to you and your success with people like Hannah Strope. Good to have you here on the Good Day Program.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I have my own technology, so I got my voice works technologically.
The mouthophone.
Boom, 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 boom. It's the Doug X program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It is also time now for technology in the news. Tech Talk time. So we don't have Stevan today. He really did a lot of damage to his back. He's in tough shape.
Poor guy.
So hold a good thought for him.
There must be an app for that, though, right?
Kim, yes, right. Kim is busy. I don't know. Everybody's busy. So here we are. They're all doing the Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Me and do it while we're doing the show.
Yes. I have plenty of that to do. Today's technology talk in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to health benefits, employers large and small have new options. Private health exchanges are fast becoming a compelling solution, providing a greater choice of benefits to meet employees' unique needs and simplify enrollment logistics. And the welcome news for employers looking to provide health coverage for employees in an affordable way. In fact, 6 million people enrolled in their employer-sponsored benefits through private exchanges in 2015. So how do private health exchanges work? Mark Morgan, senior strategist at Humana, explains.
In a traditional model, companies usually choose a limited set of health benefits to offer employees, hoping to meet most employees' needs. In contrast, private health exchanges offer a wide choice of plans. Employees shop and choose the options that best meet their individual needs, typically using employers' contribution to offset some or all of the costs.
Private health exchanges are not related to the public health insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. For more information, visit whenwellnessworks.humana.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so here's the Doug Steffen Good Day way to ferret our way through the parental problems people have at this time of year. What do I get my children? The thing that I find interesting, as your children get older, parents are continuing the, let's say you buy your child something when he or she is 12, and they get a smartphone or some device, and then a couple of years later they're on the family plan, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. How long were you on your father's family plan or company plan? Maybe you still are.
I'm still on the company plan. But to be fair, I've also worked for the company for a long time.
Yeah. Well, my children obviously have done work for me on the air, off the air for years, but now they're on their own. It was quite a long time ago that I had my children off of the of my cellular bill. But I just wonder, I'm asking this question because I think at this time of year, when so many people are adding so many things to their service, have you thought about what it is that perhaps might be a responsible way of handling these phones or these devices that you get? Because it's so easy for you to just leave things the way they are, and the children grow up and they still are on your plan. I would think that by the time they get to be of age, they ought to start paying for their own. And especially the overages. How often do you see that? Right?
With all the text messages. Yeah. The data.
1 year after graduation, have them paying their bill. Just take them off of yours and have them get their own.
I think it's healthy during high school. I mean, look, I had a car payment during high school. I think having a cell phone payment is pretty reasonable if you're over 15 or 16 years old.
If your child has a job, they ought to be paying for whatever it costs them to live, whether it's the home, whether it's the car, whether it's these kind of devices. With the explosion of these new digital technologies everywhere, parents, when you examine it, are paying monthly charges for everything. Cell phone bills, wireless internet access, gaming accounts, iTunes, music store purchases. Come on.
You know what we're acknowledging?
What are we acknowledging?
That all kids have cell phones, Dougie.
I know. Well, I don't. That's not. I'm trying to remember.
I didn't get one until I drove a car.
Yeah.
They weren't
around when my kids were kids.
Pretty much for me, too. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I think this is a responsible thing to sort of remind you of as you go into the season, because you're going to buy a lot of these things. Oh, okay. Well, just add it to my account for now, and it stays there forever. Not a good idea. Teach your children responsibility. Have them pay their bills. 59 after. This is a good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.